Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ellen Lockyer. This week on AK, farming. The dream of homesteading and living off the land is part of Alaska's mystique. Few succeed. But the couple, which owns Chugach Farm, have made it work on only 1 acre in the middle of the woods in Chicoloon. Johanna Urich visited Jed and Allie Workman for a trip from their fields to the farmer's market.
Just past a white truck on a dirt track lies Chugach Farm. Started 12 years ago on 2 acres. Today, much of it is still wooded. Jed and Allie Workman bought it for $5,000, all the money they had at the time.
We don't ever want to owe anyone anything.
Allie remembers that first winter. It was cold and tough.
We were sleeping in our outside. It was like 40 below, and that was a real instigator for building this place as quickly as we could. Albeit with a $7 book on how to build a shed from the thrift store, which turned out to be absolutely horrendous.
In the beginning, they spent their summers guiding on Denali and rushing back between climbs to garden and put up food. Along the way, they built an off-the-grid homestead, complete with chicken house, solar panels, seed house, and root cellar.
Still 40 in here. Warmest it's been all season now.
They built a scribed log sauna where Ali dries teas, a greenhouse, hoop house, compost heap, and pig pen. They do it all, hunting, fishing, berry picking, and farming. Most of what Jed and Ali eat is something they shot, fished, gathered, or grew.
I would say 95% of every meal, a lot of times 100%, is local.
One thing's changed. Ali doesn't guide climbers anymore, and Jed does less of it. However, the evidence of their old profession is everywhere. Skis are built into fences and gates. Posies grow in old ski boots by gardens named after mountain ranges. Now, Jed and Allie work 15-hour days producing food to eat or sell in Anchorage.
Garlic, broccoli, cauliflower.
Chugach Farm's 1 acre is a maze of garden plots with row covers. Every bed produces multiple crops. Allie makes a detailed plan during the winter, so when one crop is done, it's pulled out and something else is ready to go in.
You can get a bucket going.
We need twisties, bags. Grab the other harvest knife.
On a recent Friday, I joined the harvest along with 2 summer volunteers. We cut greens, wash them, then dry them in a giant salad spinner. Before packing them for sale. It's a long morning, but we're done before lunch, or so I thought. And then we set up to move the new high tunnel, something no one's done before.
Can you knock that pipe so it wants to go this way?
The high tunnel is being moved to cover pumpkins and squashes already planted to help give them the heat needed in our short, cool summers. With boards, pieces of pipe, rope, and carabiners, we follow Jed's direction, but he's not sure it'll work.
Can we give it another little pull and see?
Allie starts the chainsaw rigged to a power winch. It moves.
I thought it wasn't going to move, but hey, we got it to go.
Slowly, we got there. There's not an inch to spare. Jed picks up the tools and thinks about the life he and Allie have made.
There's a lot of people out there wandering around, and I was one of those people. But by taking this on in this little nook of woods has given us a lot of leadership in our own lives, taking our vision and making it our life.
The next morning, I ride back to Anchorage with Allie on her way to the Spinard Farmer's Market.
All right, it's going quick.
Going quick.
Get while you can.
I line up with other customers, knowing what I'm getting from Chugach Farms. It's more than organic vegetables and a great wild pesto. It's the taste of a dream rooted in place and the people who shape it.
How much are they?
They're 3 each, so that's 6.
All right.
I'm Johanna Urich.